السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we discuss some of the virtues of Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and with special reference to the incident of Ifk, the big fabrication against her. It was in the 6th year of the Hijrah. After the Hijrah, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was preparing to go for Ghazwa al-Muraisi. And this was after the laws of hijab and parda were revealed. Now Nabi alayhi salatu salam's adat mubaraka, great habit was, he would have like a raffle with all the names of the azwaj mutahharat, the honorable wives, and whosoever name came out, then that lady would accompany Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha's honorable name came, and they went, and whilst they were returning, not very far from Madina Munawwara, then Nabi alayhi salam and Sahaba, they laid, made, they spent the night there. They took off their luggage and so forth, whatever they needed. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha went to relieve herself, and when returning, then she lost her necklace. And subhanallah, that she was looking for it. And in the interim, the people left, and they thought that she is in that hodaj. Hodaj is their transport and means of conveyance, where they cover the lady so nobody can see them. And they went away. She remained there. Hazrat Safwan bin Mu'attal radiallahu anhu came, and he saw Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. As mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, he recognized her because he saw Siddiqa Hazrat Aisha before parda and hijab became compulsory. He said, "Inna lillahi wa inna raji'un," lowered the camel, and thereafter Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, then, and Safwan Mu'attal, then he was just reading all the time, and he did not speak also to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, and then they met up with others. Nevertheless, this is the incident. When they reached Madina Munawwara, Abdullah bin Ubay and all of them, the Ra'isul Munafiqeen, the leader of the hypocrites, they start making wild accusations, allegations against our honorable mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and said something happened, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha does not know anything. And one day she and Hazrat Mistah radiallahu anha, the Sahabi, his mother, went to relieve themselves at night because the bathroom toilets they didn't have in the house. And she, Hazrat Mistah mother, she fell down, tripped over, and she cursed her son. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha said, "How can you curse your son? He participated in Battle of Badr and so forth." So she said, "You don't know that this is the story that's going on in Medina, the rumors." And Hazrat Mistah also said, "What the munafiqeen and hypocrites are saying, Allah forbid." Now she was feeling sick and her condition deteriorated. She took and asked permission from Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can she go to her parents' place? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an and Ummah Ruman radiallahu an, that is the mother of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. The master alayhi salam gave permission. She asked the parents, they said, "Yes, this type of talks are going on, but you must not worry, people are jealous and envious and so forth and so on." So she fell very, very sick. On the other side, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Sahaba, Hazrat Usama and Hazrat Barira, and all of them said Hazrat Aisha is pure and chaste and so forth. Nevertheless, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered a khutbah and said, "Who will protect me and save me from these enemies? And wallah, I know nothing else illa khairan except goodness about my wife." Nevertheless, the Sahaba loved Nabi alayhi salam more than their own wife, children, parents and siblings. They said, "Definitely we will defend and speak for your honor, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam." On the other side, Nabi alayhi salatu salam came to the house of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, and Hazrat Aisha was there. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to her and told her that, you know, that that anything happens, then she must speak. So she, Hazrat Aisha, says, who is going to be on my side? She told her father, speak, you, he's crying. She told her mother, speak, she's crying. She, Hazrat Aisha, radiallahu anha, said, I cried and cried. I had no more tears left to cry. And I want to say, like Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, she couldn't remember Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam's name. So she said, Aba Yusuf, the father of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. And I say, for sabrun jameel. Imagine all this is going on for 1 month now, approximately. And remember, then I make exercise, sabr, patience. Wallahul musta'an, Allah alone, I seek his assistance and help. Alama tasifoon of what people are making stories and saying. Lo and behold, after 1 month, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes and say, Bisharat and glad tidings for you, Allah has exonerated you, you are pure, you are chaste. She said, I knew Allah Jalla wa Ala will reveal on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but I never expected it to be in the Quran Sharif. Subhanallah, Surah Nur, Surah 24, from verses 11 to 26, 16 verses, revealed for Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. She is Siddiqah, her father is Siddiq, radiallahu anhumah. And Almighty Allah elevated the rank and status even further. And Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala spoke of her in glowing terms. And Allah Jalla wa Ala said, At-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best and the most beloved and precious to Allah Jalla wa Ala. So for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best wives, At-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin, the pure for the pure, Wat-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin. And the worst ones, the munafiqeen and non-Muslims and so forth, for them, al-khabithatu lil-khabithin, wal-khabithuna lil-khabithat, for the impure woman, the impure men, and vice versa. So it shows Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us about the purity, chastity of Siddiqah Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And then Allah Ta'ala passed the verdict against the munafiqeen and hypocrites. Ulaika mubarra'un. They are totally innocent mimma yaqulun, compared to what they are saying. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha is totally exonerated, innocent. Hazrat Safwan radiallahu ta'ala anhu is totally innocent. Hence, if anybody makes these type of claims today or any other time, then such people are out of the fold of Islam. Because they are rejecting, remember what the Quran Kareem states. And remember this ijma and consensus amongst the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that these verses were revealed for Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And if you want all the details, then open Bukhari Sharif. You will find it there in complete detail. I just gave you the summary of the whole incident. It is known as Waqiatul Ifk. Ifk means kithbun azim, the big, big lie, propaganda, fabrication. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala exposed these people. And Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, who was the protagonist and the main actor and player in this, for him and his cronies who died on nifaq and hypocrisy, Allah Jalla Wala says, Innal munafiqeena fi darkil asfali minan nar. They will be in the lowest, lowest pit of hellfire. Imagine their rank will be worse than the non-Muslims because of all these crimes and treachery they committed. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala imbue within us and inculcate within us the love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the honorable wives and family of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and the beloved sahaba and companions of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. That is our iman, our belief, and inshallah we live by it, and inshallah we die by it. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.